Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sir Rocket,
Pipe Bomb,
Mace.
Where, oh where, are my WWE ice cream bars?
Lindsay Ward.
Wait, you want me to do commentary?
I want you to do commentary.
Can I wear your blazer?
You can even wear my blazer.
I'm in.
And of course, you.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I've always really wanted to do this.
Give us a call and give us your take on what you thought of Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote...
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
WTR Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by iBlack.com. That was a pick by Mace, just so anyone out there knows. Mace is into the Britney Spears.
You know what? It fits.
It was one of those things that was like in the back of my head, that it was like, didn't Britney Spears do a song about being crazy, or, you know, being crazy about a guy or something? And then I found that song, and I'm clicking on other links that YouTube's thrown up, and I'm going through them going, Britney Spears has a lot of crazy stalker chick songs that would fit AJ to a T.
She does. She really kind of does.
But then again, it's Britney Spears. The bitch be fucking crazy too.
As always, I'm joined by Mace and Lindsay here to talk about Monday Night Raw.
Oh, sorry. Did I mess up your intro?
No. I was getting it all out of the way. Just making sure I'm, you know, properly introduce you guys. So.
That's good, because there was a whole lot of crazy going on tonight.
Crazy? Where? Where was the crazy? I thought this was the norm.
Well, I thought we opened with the crazy chick.
Well, we kind of did open with the crazy chick. Talking, and you know, she wants to break up with Kane. Said he isn't a man, he's a monster. CM Punk's her soulmate. And what did she
Daniel
say?
Bryan still has feelings for her, but they need to separate to grow as people.
Yeah, they need to grow as people. They need to drift apart. And she wants to break up with them all.
The only thing that was missing from that promo was the image of the Ultimate Warrior in the mirror.
Yes.
Shades of Nitro. Oh, yeah.
WCW ruins everything.
Brother. So, yeah, we open with AJ,
Bitch be crazy. Get her a fucking stalker chick role on a TV series, stat.
Seriously, we'll get more, there's more to come with AJ as we move along in this show.
Today was AJ night, man. From the opening promo package, almost to the end of the night, it was fucking AJ heavy.
AJ Lee, bigger than the business. Up first on tonight's show, we had a triple threat, a three-way elimination match. Take calls in a minute. We'll take your calls in a minute. Just let me get through something and then we'll get there. Up first was a triple threat elimination match, or a three-way elimination match. CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, and Kane in a non-title match. They wanted us to, I think during the match they said, tweet at WWE, whether it's hashtag AJ Lee, AJ Kane, AJ Punk, or AJ Bryan. And they'd give us...
Or AJ All.
Or AJ All. And they'd give us the voting, you know, later in the show, and which they did.
Mind you, King brought up a good point. Where was the AJ Nunn? Just to cover all bases.
AJ Nunn isn't an option. She's got to go with somebody, damn it.
True. I'm just saying, for the context of the voting, there should have been to cover all bases AJ Nunn. Sure, that would have got nothing. Because we all know AJ Cranky Asshole got more than it, all three of them combined.
Yeah.
So, thoughts on this match? Before we get to the till we get to the, before we get to the finish.
Should have been the main.
Well, that seems to be the case.
What's with the reverse booking again? They seem to make a habit out of this. It's 2 weeks in a row where we've had our main event as our opener, and our opener is the main event.
Because, you know, somebody has to be in the main event.
No, because Cena has to be in the main event.
Well, I said somebody, you know. Somebody. Wasn't
meant. Oh, let's face it. It doesn't really matter if people have watched Raw or not. They know Cena's the main event.
Yeah, which is kind of crap, honestly. They could have easily opened the show with the Cena-Jericho match, and it would have worked.
True. It would have.
Especially since the match was kind of pointless.
Well, we had a bunch of those pointless.
Again, a theme tonight.
Yeah, a theme tonight. Yeah.
Pointless promos and pointless matches.
But we'll get there. We have a lot to get through. The finish saw AJ come out, hop skipping in away around the ring, distracting Kane, as always. Punk hits the GTS on Kane. Kane gets eliminated, and then Punk gets rolled up by.
You got kicked in the head by Bryan first, right, then rolled up.
Right, got kicked in the head, then rolled up for the win. Daniel Bryan pins CM Punk and wins the three-way elimination match. And apparently is now the number one contender for the WWE Championship.
And the silence shows you how much we care.
As much as I would love to see Punk and Bryan wrestle again, it's just, at this point, why? Unless they're going to do more building up to Money in the Bank, why at this point?
Well, they've done... This has been the, fourth one-on-one matchup they've had in the past 2 months?
Something like that, yeah.
Because I know Bryan's had two title shots on pay-per-view. Well, the one was in a three-way, yes, I know that much. And then there was, the lead-ups to it as well, which was another 2 to 3 matches. So we've seen this to death, and yes, they put on absolutely spectacular, show-stealing matches every time. Don't get me wrong, as a wrestling fan, I like seeing these two go up against each other, especially if they were to turn this into, say, a Chris Benoit Booker T Best of 7 series type scenario, I'd be all over it.
Right.
But to just find constant ways to bring Bryan back as the number one contender, it's sort of running its course.
It is, but we're going to get a good match, and maybe that's all that matters.
Give us a straight CM Punk Kane for the title.
That's where I thought they were going.
That's where I thought they were going to go with it, too, honestly.
Stop agreeing with me, Lindsay.
Stop I'm sorry.
Stop agreeing.
Never mind.
Anyway. Moving on, he says, cause we'll get more into AJ later in the show. Backstage, Vicky talked about how... Ouch, Lindsay. Ouch.
Almost said it on air.
Yeah. How the hell not? Anyway, backstage... backstage, we had Del Rio bring and Ricardo bring flowers to Vicky. Del Rio sucked up basically to Vicky with the flowers, Dolph in the ring, and then they said that the two of them will compete in a number one contenders match with a contract on a pole. Winner will fight Sheamus for the World Heavyweight title this Friday night on SmackDown, and then the flowers got tossed against the wall by Ziggler. Ricardo got upset. Yeah, okay.
Poor Ricardo. He needed a hug.
He did. Then they hyped up our next contest. The Big Show versus Brodus Clay.
Yeah, you can tell how much we cared about this. Bye-bye, Brodus. That's all I gotta say. Bye-bye, Brodus.
Wasn't it this past weekend we were talking about how good it is that they moved Brodus to SmackDown to keep Big Show and him apart, and how building up to a match would make sense?
And then the WWE heard us and said, we can't have logic!
Then they're staring at our Skype chats now, too. Yeah, it's like, this match, they could have built up to this match, and keeping them apart would have made sense. But no, Brodus was back on Raw, allowed to do whatever he wants, and he fought Big Show and got killed.
Twice.
I say we don't see Brodus for another month, at least.
We'll see him on SmackDown.
Yeah, he'll probably either show up on SmackDown or they'll bring him back at the pay-per-view.
I know.
Just move on.
Bash your head a few times with a hammer, Rock. You'll start to understand their booking.
And they were doing so well with some other booking, too. We got continued hype about the John Cena historic announcement. Then they put over John Cena with his granting his 300th wish for Make-A-Wish.
Which is a good achievement.
It really is.
Anybody, especially involved in charity projects, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Despite what we say about the guy as a character in the ring, you know, the guy outside the ring doing his work for charity, you know, can't hate on it.
Yeah, you know.
As for his other extracurricular activities that may or may not happen, we're not going to comment at this time.
Yeah, we don't know anything about that.
No, we don't.
Kenny, don't know.
Kenny, don't. We got one tweet. Princess817 on Twitter tweeted us during Raw, John Cena's work with Make-A-Wish Foundation is so heartwarming. It's hard to believe he's going through a divorce for cheating.
Oh, we don't know he's cheating.
We don't know, but Ken Doan knows, but... Anyway, moving right along, as Alan is tweeting, is Facebooking me stuff. Don't you know I'm doing a show, Alan? Like you do Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Anyway, then we got
quickly speaking of charity work, MarioMarathon.com, they're still going. Almost at 85 hours, they've actually raised over $85,000. This will actually, by the looks of it, be a year where they're not going to do better than they did last year. So you know what you do? Go donate.
But still, whatever they are able to get, that's awesome.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
How much are they at again?
They're at $85,550.83.
In this economy, that's awesome.
They're still about $40,000 off their total from last year.
Okay, but you know the economy's not as good, so whatever.
Given the economy, they've done extremely well.
Giving $85,000, go to MarioMarathon.com and donate if you got a few extra dollars to spare. Even a dollar helps. Get them close to their total. We had the Price is Raw flashback with Bob Barker.
Yes.
He will give...
Bring him back.
I'd be okay with that.
He was an awesome guest host.
He was.
He put over Chavo Guerrero.
Yeah, like, really, he put over Chavo. Who knew?
He'll give Chavo a rematch at the 2000th edition of Raw. Only another 1,000 episodes to go, guys.
Can Bob Barker make it?
It's Bob Barker. He'll survive. He might look like the Crypt Keeper at that point, but he'll survive.
All right, I'm going to just throw out this scenario. You have Bob Barker managed by Mae Young.
Oh, my God.
What, leading him where? To the graveyard?
No, that's Taker.
My God, it's Taker. We then got another recap of the Triple H challenging Brock Lesnar to a match at SummerSlam and Paul Heyman segment. And then we hear Brock Lesnar will, quote unquote, will answer Triple H's challenge next week on Raw, according to the on-screen graphic and Michael Cole. Does anyone actually believe Brock Lesnar will be on Raw next week?
Well,
no.
They've got to bring him out at some point.
I don't think he'll be this week.
It'll probably be Heyman.
Yeah. Then, well,
it'll be Brock live via satellite.
Or maybe a video package. Do video packages count as appearances?
According to The Rock, yes they do.
God damn it, Alan. Distracting me. Anyway, up next, we had another backstage moment. And for this, we have some audio.
That's why I think it's good that we just talk, and I'm happy that you're here.
AJ, I'll be the first to admit that I'm not exactly one with my feelings. But you've made me feel things that I never thought possible.
Great.
No, it's not a good thing. And this may come as a shock to you, but I'm not exactly boyfriend material.
That's okay, Kane. I mean, our relationship is unconventional.
I don't do relationships. And besides, there's another issue. I'm a monster. I wear a mask. My only source of pleasure is eviscerating people. And even I find you mentally unstable. So I think it's best, for your own good, if we just stay away from each other. Goodbye, AJ.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
And Kane says you're crazy. The bitch's crazy. Just. Why do I have this feeling after seeing that somehow she's going to trick him into a room and lock him in there and never let him out again? Like, AJ's going to succeed in kidnapping Kane, and why do I really want to see it?
Because Omega does that to you?
Yes.
And according to some people on Twitter, the fangirls rejoice, it's over. Well, if you actually knew how to write wrestling instead of writing, oh my god, horrible fan fiction, you would realize that this is the start of a much larger storyline. And yes, that was a fucking shot. Come get me, bitch.
No, Jersey, AJ is not fulfilling at least my fantasy. No.
So yeah.
Or at least not yet, because we still haven't had a Mr. K or a Puddin reference.
Yeah, when she goes full Harley Quinn on his ass, that's when I'll be happy.
So yeah, you thought, okay, he's breaking up with her, and then, oh, it's over. Wait, there's that glimmer of hope. It's still gonna continue. Still,
yeah,
more
damn being behind on the stream. Yes, but, as most people know, I have to watch Raw on a stream because it takes 24 hours for somebody to send a videotape from the US to Australia.
But on YouTube, it's up
digital
to 10
information
minutes.
Where I could probably pick up Raw about now.
Speaking of Raw, it's on. Just started here.
So there's more AJ to come. It's the AJ Lee show. Next, the U.S. title was on the line. Apparently, let me go to the Alan Wojcik Facebook message. Morrell defends first time since April 16th. Yet he's champion. What happened to the 30 days or strict rule?
It's gone. It yeah.
It only gets used when they need it.
It died a painful death.
Doesn't count for the U.S. title. I don't know. Anyway, Swagger got the jobber entrance and lost in about 2.5 minutes. Not much really to say.
Yeah, I blinked and missed this one.
Not much really to say. Cobra strikes, and that's about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, is anybody really surprised that Swagger's on his way down again?
Not really. He's going to flounder around in mid-card for a long, long time, yet we're going to see Ziggler hopefully move into the main event scene.
Hopefully. Again, hopefully. So Santino retained his title. Then we have John Cena found a box full of People Power shirts. Zack Ryder grabbed one and, made his cameo, and they bumped fist. And hi, Zack. Welcome to the deep push land. Just saying.
Again.
Back to being deep pushed.
Hi, Zack. Welcome to Raw. There's the exit to go to Superstars.
It's going to be sad when, he doesn't get on any 3-hour Raw. How bad will that be for him?
At least he's not Heath Slater.
Heath Slater's getting TV time out of this.
Yeah, we have more Heath Slater to come. We have a John Cena promo, and, we also have audio of that.
Earlier today, I sent a tweet out to the WWE Universe that simply said hashtag meep moop. And then, I sent out a more...
Alright, before we get... What the fuck is a meep moop?
It's his thing.
It's the depressed beaker.
Meep!
Okay. Just one of them... Make sure. Anyway, here we go.
Relevant tweet saying that tonight I had a historical announcement. The reason for an announcement so big was because for the past month the WWE has been turned upside down. It's been like a rotten episode of Star Wars. Allow me to enlighten you. A short time ago, in a WWE universe not so far away, the evil emperor, John Laurinaitis, convinced the world's largest Jedi to join the dark side and become Show Vader. Show Vader then channeled his newfound anger to wage war against the younger, more handsome Jedi, John Cena Walker. The two did battle in an epic fight so big it had to be contained in a 15-foot-high Death Star. With the evil emperor sitting ringside, but not to be outdone and to make sure the match was fair, the old, decrepit, dust-covered Jedi Yoda McMahon sat next to him. The entire galaxy was involved. Jabba the Funkasaurus, Han Solbro, Brobaka the Woo-Woo Wookie. Hell, Even R2 Arai and Santee-3PO were there. At one point, the battle was so vicious that Sho Vader had Cena Walker in a corner and breathing heavy as he most often does, said, I am your father. And to be quite honest, that totally weirded me out because I know my dad and my dad's not Sho. So I climbed out of the Death Star as quick as I could, using a maneuver that was easier than bagging Womp Rats back at Beggar's Canyon. And when I hit the floor, the ancient, old Jedi Yoda McMahon leaped out of his chair and said to the face of the evil Emperor,
no chance in hell have you.
And left the evil Emperor John Laurinaitis to perish. Ah, I'm John Laurinaitis, and I'm about to perish. So, with a historic event like that, led me to a historic announcement like this.
Before we continue...
Second best retelling of Star Wars ever.
I like the fact that Cena lost it in the middle of the promo after he did the Yoda impression.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
No chance in hell have you.
I'm sorry, but I definitely like Brobaka, the woo-woo Wookiee.
Yeah, that was pretty epic.
Going in, I was like, oh god, Cena trying to be happy-go-lucky, and then he made it funny. It was good. I enjoyed it.
And to be honest, we were probably the minority.
Pretty much.
And this brings up something that pissed me off to no end tonight. The amount of people that shit on something like this, something that is creative, that is different, that is fun, and then they'll praise what comes next, which is the most boring, overdone, same promo we've heard since fucking 1999 bullshit, makes me realize that there's a big section of the wrestling population known as the smarks, known as those people who run the majority of the podcasts that we hear around the place, that have their own little copy-paste news sites, hello Phil Strum. You know, people who fucking believe that, you know, they fucking know better than the business, that they can write better, that these things are boring and stupid, and you know what? Those people don't have the first fucking clue about the business. They don't know what entertains. They don't know what's working now. They're stuck in the fucking 1980s and 1990s and will not fucking evolve beyond that. Why? Because they love their little fucking rose-colored nostalgia goggles and aren't willing to take a look at today's product, today's audience. See how the world has fucking evolved. And to those people, I say, stop watching the fucking shows, close down your little fucking news sites. I don't care if you're backed by a fucking newspaper or something like that. Close that fucking shit down. Piss off. Business doesn't need you. You're the ones that are holding the fucking business back from evolving and actually becoming something that was a phenomenon. Because you will not fucking turn around and go, this is different. I like this. This is what I've been wanting. So, that's my little fucking rant done on these fucking dickheads.
Well done.
This is Thank where you. I say, hashtag Mace rant.
Pipe bomb!
If you like the
call... You got complaints at the Mace Thing on Twitter, themacething@gmail.com. Fuck, call in and take me on fucking face-to-face. The Mace Thing on Skype. I don't give a flying fuck. Come at me. I got nothing to fucking hide, and I'll drill you into the ground.
And I got an instant message here from Fire on Ice. Go Mace!
Yes, the guy who's a promoter understands what I'm saying. What a surprise.
If you want to call in 267-297-1397, you can or Skype me and you can comment about what we've talked about so far.
Come at me, bro.
That was kind of a hint if you want to call in now before we move on.
before we move on to the part of the show where Mace went to sleep.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Alright, you lost your chance. Let's keep going.
You lost your chance. Oh, no, here we go. Here's the call. Here we go. We have a caller on the line. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
What's up? Nothing. I'm free. I can actually talk to you guys about WoW now that I'm free for like 2.5 months.
So give us your thoughts on the show so far that we've covered and stuff.
I actually really do like the what was it, Zack Ryder woo 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 Wookiee comment.
The John Cena Star Wars promo.
Yeah. I actually liked it because I was like, oh my gosh, he's doing Star Wars. I was like, this is awesome.
Like I said, it's the second best retelling I've heard in a long time. The best one, and you got to try and find on YouTube, it's from a convention. The only thing I'm going to say is they get Kevin Conroy to be the narrator.
Oh,
when
yes.
You have Batman narrating Star Wars, that is fucking awesome. I'll have to look it up and get Rock to put it on the WTR Facebook page.
I'm still waiting for the AJ on a pole match.
That's a completely different pole and a completely different match, I'm quite sure.
Yeah. Did we get that after the last pay-per-view?
What else did you think about Raw? What else did you like?
Well, you haven't talked about it yet, so I'm not sure if I should mention it.
Go ahead, bring it up.
Vicky Guerrero in a swimsuit.
You like that?
No. I think I threw up my breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and stuff I didn't even eat. I was like, oh my gosh, my eyes. Like, stop the horror, put it back in clothes.
Yeah, I think we were all in that category. But what else did you
see,
like about
this? Well, this is, okay, quick thing about that. Everybody's going, oh my god, it's Vicky Guerrero in a swimsuit. To be honest, Vicky Guerrero now in a swimsuit isn't as bad as it was when she first debuted with the company.
True.
Yeah, remember, she's half the woman she used to be, and I congratulate her on her weight loss as somebody who's trying to lose weight himself.
Right.
But in the same vein, I'm also saying this. Those of you who think that Vicky Guerrero in a swimsuit makes you want to throw up, you haven't been watching long enough. I've survived Mae Young stripping naked in the middle of the ring. Vicky Guerrero in a swimsuit is nothing compared to seeing that.
Royal Rumble 2000, yeah. That's all.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mace is just becoming a cougar chaser.
You can't wait. I gotta wait for the introduction. We have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome to the WTR All Post Show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
It's the evil emperor, John Laurinaitis.
I'm the former WWE head of talent relations and the former permanent general whatever the hell it was on both Smack Raw and Monday Night Down. And I have to say, Vicky's cougar bikini looked like a one piece.
Very observant there.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. How are ya?
Hi, Tim.
Howdy. Mace, do the Vince doing Yoda.
No chance in hell have you. Fired you are. Hmm?
Good. That's the only thing I can do from the Emperor.
Sure.
It sounds bad because I've got no voice. I'm losing it from this goddamn cold. Hang on, wait a minute. Breaking news. I'm about to have a drink.
That's
so good. Yeah.
I'm not squeeing over Kane at the moment.
Well, yeah, you know, if you want to squee over Kane, then you might have to, like, start keeping score on some kind of leaderboard.
Your shots aren't as funny as ours, Tim.
My shots are subtler.
Yeah.
Anyway, I heard Mace go off on a tangent, and I'm like, fuck yeah, Give it to him.
So you approve of the mace rant?
When do I not approve of the mace rant?
When it's directed at you?
Well, that's the only time. But it's understandable, because he gets it right 9 times out of 10. That 10th time is when he directs it at me, and then he just fucks it right up.
I disagree. I think when he rants at you, it's a good
thing. Well, of course you disagree. You're a dick.
So I guess I should move on with the show.
Whereabouts are we, by the way?
We're halfway through the Jericho Cena promo. We just got to Jericho coming out.
So being in Canada watching the Canadian broadcast, I'm just at the right time. That's perfect.
At least you're not starting the show. Just saying.
Well, I don't know what it is, but Canada's on a 15-minute delay for everything, apparently.
I'm on a fucking 3-hour delay. Don't bitch.
I'm not.
24 hours, motherfuckers.
But you don't count Mace. You're ahead of us, anyhow, so, you know.
Yeah, here's the thing. Mace and I are both from different countries, yet he's the fucking foreign kid.
Canada is America light.
Don't even. Canada, no. America wishes it could be us.
No, we don't.
Yeah, no, you do. Don't. Yeah, you really do. You don't realize it, but it's true.
Some people do. I don't. No offense.
Yeah,
it's too cold
just,
up there.
Yeah, there, I knew it was coming. Hey, we've been warmer than Los Angeles lately, so be quiet.
Dude, it was 100 degrees here today.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, quit interrupting Rock. I'm sure he wants to get on with it.
I'm enjoying this, actually.
Why?
I don't know, because I don't have to talk.
Oh, you don't like talking?
I like listening to other people talk for a while, then I can talk, and you know, we can move on.
I see.
Get on with it!
Well, long before SummerSlam, I'm going to have a major announcement. It's big, huge news.
Tim Steiner is retiring from the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Nope.
Aww.
Piss off, you smartass.
Oh, by the way, whatever he says, it's kind of huge. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of big. You heard, you read.
I read it, yeah.
About the meeting, yeah.
Yeah.
Where's that feedback coming from?
Don't have feedback.
Well, it's feeding back onto me somehow for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm not worried about it right now.
No.
As Alan comments about Raw to me, because he had to watch America's Got Talent. Anyway.
Why?
He's whipped. Did you know that? Anyway, Jericho comes out and, you know, rambles on and on. He says it's his night. You know, Raw is Jericho. And, you know, Cena says his historic announcement. He's in the Money in the Bank for the first time ever to stop the Big Show. Jericho says he's in the match. And then Cena says, that Money in the Bank, I'm going to win the whole fudging thing.
Fudging? What are you, 9?
Yeah, I was just about to say, line of the night. What are you, 9? No, but most of our viewers are.
It's a PG show.
PG show, right. Jericho's then in, and he says, it's not a joke, it's important, yada, yada, yada. Out came Vicky Guerrero, says, they can't, you know, just say they're in the match. And then goes on to say, they are in the match.
Put them in the match. The fuck?
Yeah, that redundancy, kind of a fail. Not even gonna lie.
One line I should point out, Vicky was getting upset for Jericho interrupting her. He responds, what are you gonna do? Suspend me? So it's announced that all former WWE champions will be in the WWE Championship Money in the Bank ladder match, which will feature Kane, Big Show, Jericho, and Cena.
Well, we know Kane's not winning.
Yeah, we probably... Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, this is the type of thing that I was worried that they do with the Money in the Bank. They get former champions only, so instead of pushing new guys, you're just pushing the same old shit.
And here's the thing. The rumor was that, you know, someone who hasn't won the Money in the Bank would be the, you know, someone to win it this year, and now they're putting in WWE champions. Like, it's supposed to elevate people, not, you know, used for your main eventers.
Does that mean Alberto Del Rio is not going to be in it?
Del Rio was probably in a title match, probably. It's my
yeah.
guess. So yeah, we had that. Then she announced that for the first time in 2 years, it's going to
be the first time ever.
Jericho will fight Jericho fight Cena in the main event. And we got the whole tease of, you know, someone who hasn't been on Raw in 15 years was going to come out. Then we got Heath Slater to show up. Yeah, it's Heath Slater. And then the tune heard around the world. It's the return of Sid.
Can I just say that I'm going to find the person that keeps giving Heath Slater a microphone and telling him to talk and beat them?
I just want to know one thing.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck did they chain Sid to actually get him to show up?
An armored car. I'm telling you, that's what they did.
I think they just showed up with triple cheeseburgers from Checkers. On a string, being dangled out of a van, and just said,
"Wow,
Sid,
wow,
Sid,
wow!"
Sid, look, Sid, come on!
Wow, wow! This is scary now because you guys didn't talk. Mace, what was your comment?
Sid looks like he's been on a combination of meth and McDonald's double quarter pounders.
Yeah, no, living around Georgia, I'm assuming it's Checkers.
I'm honestly just glad they didn't give him a mic to sing again so he could do his Joey and Hall
impression. That would have been awesome! I have half the brain that you think I do! Come on, I wanted a Sid promo!
I met Heath Slater. I was like, thank God they didn't give him a mic so he could sing again because, I don't know, he's been taking,
I'm the one-man band.
I don't know if you think the fact that he's been singing Jillian Hall singing lessons is horrible.
Yeah, I would tell you, Mace, don't ever do that again, but you sound about 10 times better than Slater.
A couple comments we had just now from Alan. Guess Vicious found his driver's license. And Rob Parks of CB Radio goes, oh my god, how the ruler of the world has aged.
He's gotten a little jowly.
What happens when you're on drugs? You can't look at that man and tell me he hasn't been on something for the last few years.
No, he's...
Crack, fucking meth, whatever. He's been on something for these last couple of years.
And Rob also said, holding on to that hair for all he is worth. So yeah, Sid wins.
I honestly know why they bought Sid in. To give AJ Psycho stalking lessons.
She doesn't need him.
She don't need him.
Yeah, she does not need those. No.
No.
At least she does a better promo than Sid does on the mic. But
well, that depends on whether or not you want a train wreck. But yeah, like, you know, like Mace was saying, it would have been pretty fun to have Sid with a mic.
And then move on to it was announced that, you know, there's going to be a celebrity social media ambassador for the 1000th edition of Raw.
Oh,
hashtag
God.
winning.
Hashtag it should have been cranky asshole.
Just saying. Charlie Sheen.
Now, will he actually be on the show?
No.
He'll be tweeting about the show live with everybody else.
Fuck that! I want him on the show.
No, he's just going to be tweeting about it because there's a show coming out on FX this week.
Thursday.
Well,
I know.
You know, it would be good for him to be on the show because that way we wouldn't see hide nor hair of any Divas match.
Yeah.
Bullshit. I want a meeting between Charlie Sheen and AJ.
Oh, God. Me too.
Which one of them goes to hide in the closet, Mace?
No, because I know it'd be one of these situations where it's like they meet, they talk, and Charlie Sheen goes, "Bitch, you're crazy."
Yes.
Coming from Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, that means something.
I'm still waiting for, like, R-Truth to come back and her, R-Truth, and little Jimmy have a conversation. And then R-Truth tell her she's crazy.
R-Truth would walk up to AJ and go, "You're the mother."
Up next in a really, really pointless match, Alberto Del Rio versus Dolph Ziggler in a pull match with the winner getting a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship this Friday night on SmackDown.
Five and true, so. Oh, wait.
Wrong company.
Despite the finish, this was actually a really good match. I liked it, at least.
Oh, I liked the match. I even liked them fighting over the contract. I like that. That was different.
I liked Ricardo diving for it.
Oh my God, I wish he grabbed it and they gave it to him. That would have been funny.
That would have been awesome.
Ricardo versus Sheamus this Tuesday night on SmackDown.
It would have been funny. It would have been different. It would have saved, you know, seeing the same match again. But instead, you know, as the contract's sitting on one side of the ring, they're on the other. Vicky comes out. Sheamus came out and said he spoke with Vicky, and now they're both getting the title shot. So, pointless match.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's all I really can say about it. Just pointless.
Yeah, that seems to be the common theme tonight. It's like, I want a title shot. All right, we're going to do this big elaborate thing, and then we're going to have Vicky Guerrero come out, or somebody who's talked to Vicky come out, and make the match anyway. The yeah, fuck?
Exactly. It was revealed that 51% of the people want CM Punk to be with AJ, 27% Kane, 14% wants them with everybody, and only 8% of the WWE Universe wants to see AJ and Daniel Bryan.
Which, again, shows that WWE results are fabricated, because I was watching Twitter, and believe me, there was a lot more AJ All comments than there were AJ Punk.
At that point, I think they were like, oh crap, we're getting like all these AJ All, we can't post that because it looks like a three-way.
Well, that would be a foursome.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Diva that does that is Kelly Kelly.
Yeah. What about Lita?
Well, she's not there anymore.
Oh.
So, by default, it doesn't count anymore.
Well, I know someone actually tried to do a hashtag AJ Lita. Because I ended up jumping into that one, too. And I was like, ooh, that's even better.
Backstage, AJ goes, guess who? And CM Punk goes, King Kong Bundy?
No!
I popped.
She said things didn't go how he wanted them to earlier, so she wants to make it up to him. So she said she's dedicating the upcoming Battle Royal win to him. He said after that they need to sit down and have a serious conversation afterwards. She said she's open to taking things to the next level, Lindsay.
She did. And Punk had the absolute look of terror on his face.
He did.
Like any man faced with commitment.
No, that's just CM Punk. His reactions this entire storyline have been gold.
Oh, I know they have. I just wish they had shown that conversation. I wanted to see that, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, I wanted to see that, too.
It might pop up on WWE.com at some point or on YouTube, so keep an eye out.
Oh, I'm going to be watching.
But then again, at the moment, CM Punk is watching through an advanced copy of his own DVD.
Yeah, we might get on SmackDown, who knows?
You know, if they put it on the WWE, the Raw post-show, or the Raw Reload, whatever it is that they do on YouTube, I would be okay with that. I just want to see this conversation, because it's going to be hilarious, and you know it is.
Lindsay will keep an eye out, and we may talk about it this Thursday night, live on The Rock, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yep. We're coming back, folks.
We're coming back. Bigger, better than ever.
Lindsay got a boob job?
No, they're still the same.
Yeah, they're still the same. I was going to say, she got a boob job sponsored by iBlack.com.
Although you could say the show
they paid that much money.
Although you could say the show got a boob job.
I'd say probably a breast reduction, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with what makes up next is the Divas Battle Royal thing, summertime, whatever the fuck they called it, featuring all the divas and stuff. And then out came Vicky Guerrero and her leopard one piece.
Sorry, go ahead, Lindsay.
I was just going to say, I have to applaud the girls for none of them coming out of those swimsuits. Well done to all of them for that.
Oh, they're super glued into those things.
I don't know.
Double-sided tape does wonders.
Yes, it does.
I was still wanting Santino out in the mankini rather than seeing Vicky out in a one-piece.
No, Santino retired. We know that.
She went home to have lots of babies.
No, not Santina. Santino in a mankini.
No.
And I was still waiting for Kane to come skipping out in the middle of that match to distract AJ.
Everyone was.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, but I think everybody was waiting for something to happen in that match, and it didn't happen. Like, either for Brian or Punk or Kane to show up.
And the theme of the night, AJ, bigger than the business, wins the match.
I don't know, I'm still waiting for... I was also waiting for Karma to come out and just kill everybody.
Yeah, she's not coming back for a while.
No,
I know.
They have nothing.
I could dream, couldn't I?
Sorry, Karma. Creative has nothing for you. Except the Battle Royal that has a gigantic fucking gap in it for you to return in.
Logic.
Yes,
I forgot where I was for a moment.
Yeah, the finish came down to Vicky and AJ, and AJ tossed Vicky out of the ring, and then, you know, AJ does the head tilt, and then the yes.
Why wearing Kane colors, I might add.
Kane colors were colors of the night.
They were.
If you notice, they were all wearing red and black tonight.
I liked her top, though, earlier. When she had that little discussion with Kane, I liked her top that she had on. I don't know why.
I just wanted to see her wear the Harley Lee outfit again.
At this point in time, we got an ad for the next SmackDown Live. The Great American Bash.
By the way, I want to say something just quickly. Like, I've just literally just clicked on Celebrate SmackDown's Great American Bash, you know, next week on YouTube. Sorry, this is not available in your country. Fuck you, WWE! And you wonder why I pirate your fucking shit. You don't make the legitimate stuff available to me.
What are the fans supposed to do?
Exactly. You don't make... your legitimate stuff available to worldwide viewers, and you wonder why your shit gets pirated. I'm sorry, it's the fucking truth. Make your stuff available to all. Now go to unsubscribe from your fucking YouTube channel.
In our main event of the evening, Chris Jericho and John Cena. The match went on, yada, yada, yada. Out came Big Show when Jericho had Cena in the Walls of Jericho. Big time leg drop. Down goes Cena. Jericho runs away. And then Big Show puts him in some sort of hold. The Colossal Clutch or something or other. And that's how we ended tonight's edition of WWE Monday Night Raw.
Don't forget Big Show coming out and beating the crap out of Cena.
I said that.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, you just weren't paying attention, like the rest of us.
Well, no, I'm watching show, and it just reminded me because he's walking out right now to kill Brodus Clay. So.
Thank you for paying attention, Lindsay.
Sorry! I'm trying to pick up on all the crap I missed because I had to watch on a feed.
I know when I host a show, you don't have to pay attention all the time. But come on. Help
I
brother
know.
Out.
Sorry, my bad.
So, yeah. Any final comments, Jersey, before we let you go?
No.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
Yep, thanks for calling. All right, bye, guys.
Hasta la vista.
So, there was that. Thoughts? Anyone?
Once again, they reversed the script on Monday Night Raw. Your opener was your main event. Your main event was your opener.
Yeah, I kind of got to agree with Mace.
Yeah, overall, I didn't think that it was a shitty show.
It wasn't a shitty show, but it wasn't the best I've ever seen. It was just kind of like, mainly because
the formatting felt off, to put it another way.
They put what's hot at the start and what everyone is lukewarm about later in the show.
I mean, I felt that the very least they could have done is had Brian, Punk, and Kane in as the midpoint main as opposed to the opener, because it's like you went from that to what was the match right after that?
After what match?
Yeah. I mean, it's like you had, I don't know, it's just mainly because I guess I'm into the storyline. I don't know. I really didn't care about the rest of the show.
But the positive on that, they got like 25, 30 minutes of the opening of the show.
Yeah, it was a great match.
And
I just wish it had ended this show.
Yeah, it would. Well, could have done in the middle with then new AJ the rest of the night. But yeah, solid show tonight.
Having Kane tell, say to AJ what he said to AJ,
mm-hmm.
I think that was kind of priceless.
Mm-hmm. That was the nicest breakup / letdown I think I've ever seen.
I don't do relationships. I'm a monster. People are scared of me.
And I mean it when I say you're crazy.
I mean it when I say you're mentally unstable.
I wonder if
just like
coming
just
from
to have
the guy who married Lita.
Yeah, and went through the whole Katie Vick angle with Triple H. For him to do that was that rocked. That was good.
Did you hear the audience pop for it?
Mm-hmm.
That was all the Kane fangirls believing that they now have a shot with him.
Speaking of shots,
those Kane fangirls, you know, should listen to his words carefully. Just saying.
What, that he's not boyfriend material and that he doesn't do relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that these fangirls should just stick to writing fan fiction.
God, y'all are coming out of both barrels tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, just post it someplace on the internet for people to laugh at.
Hey, I'm sitting here with a box of matches. I'm burning down bridges left and right. I don't give a shit.
Bang, bang. So, anything else you guys want to talk about before we wrap this show up?
I want an advanced copy of CM Punk's DVD. I'm sorry, I'm hanging for that.
That's going to be awesome.
Sorry, yeah, sorry, Mace. It's not available in your country.
That'd be fucking right. That's okay. I'll import.
There you go. Yeah, what's Omega's phone number again? Hey, Omega!
No, believe it or not, I can actually get DVDs. I seem to have no trouble getting a hold of, no matter what country they're from. But videos on YouTube, no, you're not allowed to watch those. Yet I can watch their crappy WWE download bullshit. All their crappy little shows they put on during the week. Except for Are You Serious, which is fucking awesome, only because of Puppet H.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't be dissing Are You Serious.
No, don't diss Are You Serious.
Santino's is pretty good, too.
I don't watch Santino. I don't find him funny anymore.
Okay, I finally watched...
Unless he's with Ricardo, then. You know.
Yeah, I finally watched two episodes of Are You Serious, and I think those are probably two of the weaker episodes that they've ever put together that are on YouTube. I haven't seen Santino's show yet.
There's some good ones, there's some bad ones.
To be honest, we should probably hold off on this until Sunday and maybe turn it into a roundtable. How much WWE, you know, YouTube exclusive content have you watched? Is it a success?
How
you
about
mean a
that?
Fancy dancy roundtable?
Fancy dancy
with no intro.
Wow.
Dun 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 dun.
So yeah, well,
just not as much fun picking on him when he's not here to respond.
Right, he's not even listening.
He's got to go to bed early. That's true. I asked him earlier. It's like, do you want to do stuff on the show? He's like, no, I got to go to bed. I'm like, oh, okay. You actually know where your bed is?
And just because.
This would be the round table. Fancy dancy round table. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, all in all, Raw, it's a decent show. All the AJ stuff, they might want to try turning it back a touch. Like, they did the opening package, then they had her talking in front of the mirror, they had her in two separate segments tonight, plus the Divas Battle Royal, plus her run-in during the opening match.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to oversaturate your show with what's working. You want people to clamor for it. You want them to want it more.
Mm-hmm.
They could probably have done without the CM Punk angle. They could have actually done without her skipping around the ring once again. They probably could have done... Well, they couldn't have done without the opening segment, only because that led into what worked with Kane. But they need to sort of scale it back a bit. Let it simmer. Let people want to crave what happens next in the storyline. That's how you sell the tickets. That's how you put the butts in the seats. Isn't it, Tim?
Yeah.
They should have had Kane let AJ down after Punk. That should have been later. Like, so we're in between Punk
so
and
much
Battle
more.
Royal.
It should have been after the Battle Royal, Kane should have... Like, it would have worked so much better if she's, like, all happy because she won the Battle Royal. Now she might win Kane, and Kane lets her down, which causes her to cry and then snap like a fucking lunatic. That would have worked.
And Stark came in
like I said, the script was reversed tonight. Somebody got the pages mixed up. But then again, we also want to find out what's going to happen with Crazy Bitch next week.
Yeah. I want to see where they go with it from here.
And we will. We will.
Do they continue it on SmackDown, or do they just take it to Raw?
No, wait, then it's going to be on SmackDown.
Keep it on Raw. Please, keep it on Raw so I can watch it.
Well,
I don't watch SmackDown.
But they put it on YouTube, Mace.
Yeah, I can watch it. Actually, I could probably watch it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, it wouldn't really matter because I actually get SmackDown at 24 hours before you guys.
See, you get Raw 24 hours late and SmackDown 24 hours early.
Correct.
So, yeah. He gets Raw on Wednesdays? And SmackDown on Thursdays?
No, I get SmackDown on Fridays, Raw on Wednesdays.
Okay.
But his Fridays.
And I get NXT and Superstars and all that stuff on TV.
True. Plug something, Mace.
At the Macing on Twitter, themacing@gmail.com if you want to send complaints or want to have a go at me. Bashing the Books coming as soon as I can be bothered. Maybe at some point this week we might do another Left 4 Dead run through, because I know people enjoy that more than me doing live shows. And they're probably going to be in the last few hours of their playing through, so go over to MarioMarathon.com and support those guys. The more you donate, the longer they have to play, and the more sleep deprived they become. They've done over 85 hours and raised over $85,000. So believe me, make them play more. Make them suffer.
Sadist.
Damn right.
No, he's supporting.
It's all in the name of charity. Exactly. It's all in the name of the Child's Play charity, which give video games to children in hospital. You know, it's like a nice version, video game version of Make-A-Wish.
Hey, Lindsay, got stuff to plug?
You talking to me?
You are Lindsay, right?
Today.
Today you're Lindsay. Tomorrow you're...
Fifi, Queen of the Desert? I don't know. Anyway, you can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LinsWard, and you can listen Thursday night to The Rack. Yes, we're returning, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on Wild Talk Radio.
It's The Rack, Jackie.
Half the boobs, twice the fun.
Hey, more than the mop was a waste.
Tim, you have anything to plug?
Oh, I could go so many different ways with that. But hey, you know, don't forget, come on back tomorrow night for Kayfabe Wrestling Radio. Alan Wojcik interviews some of the biggest names in indie.
Shane Douglas and Jerry Lynn tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Care of Crossfire Wrestling Entertainment and also
Extreme
Reunion.
Yeah, Extreme Rising now,
mate. I get it eventually.
It's Extreme Rising
now. These people like have too much to plug.
Yeah, Wednesday night, Austin Aries on Just Another Goddamn Wrestling Show, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, it's CB Radio, midnight-ish. You never know who's hosting with me. And then Sunday night, it's WTR Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, with the host of Tim Stein.
Hey, don't put pressure on me.
I know. Tim Stein appeared for almost an hour and 15 minutes last night.
Don't bust my balls. I was driving home.
And then I guess he did part of this show, so I guess he got his 2 hours in for the month. So
I made up for it. Fuck you.
So join Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega for Wrestle Talk Radio this Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back to cover more Monday Night Raw next week, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network on the Raw Post Show. Go to iBlack.com, go to WTRProductions.net, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, and Twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio. For everybody.
Wild Talk Radio Network, where we have half the brain you think we do.
See you next week for another edition of the Raw Post Show. Good night, everybody.
Bye. Bye. See you.
WildTalkRadio.com.